The Lord's table. As the men come and pass out the elements, I'll flip over here and just read it, read a couple passages to you. Give us a couple things to reflect upon. Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he was at the table with his men. And after supper, he reached out and took the two most common elements on the table. He took the bread. There was a piece of bread there, and he broke it, and he passed pieces around to each of the men. And he held it up, and he said, "From now on, every time you do this, think of me, because this bread from now on is to be a symbol of my body, which is going to be broken on the morrow for your sins. I'm going to give of myself so you can be saved." So this bread, this is just a symbol that we're passing around here in obedience to Jesus Christ. It's a symbol of what he has done for us. We're to do this every time we do it in remembrance of him. We're to look back to Calvary 2,000 years ago and thank the Lord for what he has done for us. But also we're to look forward, as I said a moment ago, to his coming in the clouds at any time, any day. He's coming for us. And we want to be ready, don't we? The one thing, after I was first saved, I used to drink more than I should drink. And a friend of mine came over and said, "Hey, you can have a beer. We're free in Jesus, aren't we?" I said, "Yeah, we're free in Jesus." Didn't really like beer all that much, but we had a six-pack. We ran out, and we went and bought another six-pack. Next morning, I woke up, and I was over in, I think it's in 2 Peter, for my devotions that morning with a hangover, headache, awful thing. And the Lord spoke to me that morning, and he said, "You're just like a hog, a pig. Once it's washed, it runs right back for the mud hole. You're just like a dog that once it vomits, it returns to eat it." And I said, "I got the message loud and clear, Lord." And I got on my knees, and I asked God to forgive me and deliver me from going back down that road again, and he was pleased to do that. That's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about being perfect. Yet we're not there yet, but the day is coming when we will be perfected by Jesus Christ because of what he did for us on the cross. And he wants us to begin living that by yielding control of our lives to his, getting in the word. If you aren't in the word, you won't be convicted. Usually, I mean, the Holy Spirit will have to work overtime on you, but if we're in the word, he can convict us. He can speak to us on a daily basis and lead us out of error and lead us in to another way. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks for it, he broke it, and he said, 'This is my body, which is done in remembrance. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Focus attention on my person, he was saying. "And in like manner, he picked up the cup off the table after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" So both the cup and the bread are, again, just symbols of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And he has commanded us to partake of this in remembrance of him. Again, his body broken for us, and the cup of the covenant was being cut by his shed blood. And prior to taking of this, I'd like us all just to quietly reflect for a moment. We're commanded to examine our hearts before we partake of this. Paul goes on in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 27, "Therefore, whoever eats the bread of Christ or drinks the cup of Christ in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the blood and the body of Christ. But let a man examine himself first, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself if they do not judge the body rightly." So he wants us to examine our hearts before him. I'll just give you just a moment to do that, and then I'll pray and we'll partake together. Lord Jesus, we thank you for making this provision for us. We thank you that you have given us a tangible symbol of what you did for us on that cross 2,000 years ago, on the night that you were betrayed, that at the Last Supper with your men, you gathered them close together, and you gave them this commandment to do this as often as we partake of this. And here we try to do this once a month in this church, and we should do this weekly on our own, and we pray that we would, that every time we bow, when we give blessing for our meals, we should think about you, and some would even apply it to that on a daily basis, every time we sit down to eat, we should think about the sacrifice, the price that was paid for our sin. We give you thanks for that today. Thank you for breaking your body for us and being crucified and thank you for rising again. We thank you for your blood which was shed. The book of Hebrews tells us that there is no covenant that is made apart from the blood of the one who gave their life for that covenant to seal it. And we thank you that you took your blood, your once-for-all sacrifice, and presented it to your Father in the heavenlies, and you sat down at his right hand, being our high priest after the order of Melchizedek, to signify that your work is done. We give you thanks for that. Thank you now for your bread, for your body, the symbol of that, and also for the cup. In your name, amen.